Welcome back. This is the Brake Transient Control Masterclass using Arrangement View, Intermediate Level, and we're staying in that trauma and base mindset the entire time. Here's the big idea. In DNB, brake transients aren't just drum hits. They're your groove, your perceived loudness, your energy automation, and the thing that decides whether the drums sit confidently against a bass line or get swallowed. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a 16 to 32 bar drum arrangement built from one classic break. Intro feels controlled and smaller, drop feels like it punches you in the chest, and the later section adds variation without falling apart. And we're doing it mainly with stock Ableton devices, but the secret weapon is actually arrangement view editing, warping with restraint, clip gain, splits, fades, and automation. All right, let's build it. First, session prep. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere in the 172 to 175 zone is fine, but 174 is a sweet spot to teach from. Now drag a break into arrangement view on an audio track and name it break. Amen. Think, hot pants, any of those types are perfect. Enable warp on the clip. For warp mode, start with beats. This is a huge deal for breaks because Complex Pro can smoothly attack in a way that feels polite, and we're not making polite music here. In beats mode, set preserve to transients and make sure transient loop mode is off. The goal is to preserve that bite before we even start processing. Now we get into the arrangement view mindset. Tight warp plus transient alignment, but without killing the feel. Zoom in and find the first strong downbeat transient, usually the kick. Drop a warp marker there and set 1.1.1 here. That locks your reference point. Then scan through the break and look for obvious problems, not tiny imperfections. Watch the snare on 2 and 4. Watch kicks drifting across bars. Fix what's clearly wrong, but don't pepper warp markers everywhere. Overwarping is how you get that facey, weird transient smear and suddenly your break has no soul. And here's a very real DNB note, a slightly late snare can feel heavier. So don't grid slam everything like you're doing surgery. You're not trying to correct the drummer. You're trying to make the break behave in your track. Next, and this is underrated, gain stage transients with clip gain before you touch any device. Double-click the clip so you're in clip view, and look at the clip gain control. If the break is spiky, or it's already loud, pull clip gain down by 2 to 6 dB. This is not making it weaker. This is giving you headroom so every move you make later is controlled and intentional. Now, if a specific hit is nasty, like that one snare that just detonates and steals all your headroom, don't reach for a bigger compressor. Instead, do micro-leveling with splits. In arrangement, highlight a region around the problem. Use CMD or Control E to split. And here's the pro move. Don't split giant chunks if you don't need to. Often, splitting a quarter note-sized window around the transient is enough. Pull that little region down 1 to 3 dB, sometimes even 4 if it's outrageous. The point is, you just fixed one problem without flattening the entire break. Now we make those edits clean, because clicks are the fastest way to make something sound amateur. Enable fades in arrangement view. If you don't see them, go to the view menu and show fades. On every split, add a tiny fade in, like 1 to 3 milliseconds, then a short fade out, usually 5 to 15 milliseconds depending on the tail. If you're doing tighter jungle chops, you can use microcross fades between chops, but keep them short so you don't smear the transient and lose that crisp edge. At this point, you've already controlled transients more musically than most people do with three compressors. Now we'll enhance. Put drum bus on the break track. This is the stock transient cheat code, especially for modern DNB snap. Start with drive around 3 to 8%, just enough to wake it up. Boom can be 0 to 20%, but be careful. Breaks already have low-end information, and you can make a muddy mess fast. Use damp, maybe 10 to 30% if it gets fizzy. Now the main knob. Transient. Try plus 10 to plus 35. Listen to the snare edge and the kick click. If it gets too spiky, pull it back toward zero, even slightly negative if you want a softer intro. And please do this like a pro. Match your loudness when you /B. Put a utility at the end of the chain and use it to level match. Every time you add transient, saturation, parallel, whatever, trim the utility, so bypass and engaged feel equally loud. If it only sounds better because it's louder, you're not improving transients. You're just turning things up. Next, we control peaks without killing punch. This is where a lot of people panic and overcompress. Add glue compressor after drum bus. Set attack to 3 milliseconds so the transient still gets through. Release on auto is a solid starting point. Ratio 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Then pull threshold until you're seeing about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loud hits. You're not trying to hear the compressor. You're trying to make the brake behave. After glue, at saturator, turn soft clip on. Drive 1 to 4 dB, small moves. Output down to compensate. This combo is a DNB staple. Light compression for consistency, soft clip to catch the rogue peaks. You get louder drums without shaving off the entire transient shape. Now we create the fun part. Parallel transient hype. This is where it hits without destroying your main break. Create a return track called Punch. On Punch, start with EQ8. High pass at about 120 to 180 Hz. We don't want low-end mud from the parallel channel fighting your kick and sub. Optionally, a small bell boost around 3 to 6 kHz can bring out crack, but keep it tasteful. Then add drum bus on the return. Push transient harder here, plus 30 to plus 60. Drive maybe 5 to 12%. Then add a regular compressor. Ratio 4 to 1 up to 8 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 30 to 80 milliseconds. And yes, aim for heavy gain reduction, like 5 to 10 dB. Parallel is where you can do that. Then another saturator with soft clip on. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Now send the brake track into Punch. Start conservative, like minus 18 dB send, and bring it up until you feel the hits lean forward. Often you'll land somewhere between minus 18 and minus 8 depending on how hot your brake is. Here's where arrangement view becomes your secret weapon. Automate the send level. In the intro, keep the punch send lower. In the drop, push it. That contrast is the whole point. DNB arrangements live or die on section contrast. Now let's build the arrangement and make it evolve. Layout 16 to 32 bars of the break in arrangement. Think in sections. Intro. Bars 1 through 9. In this section, we're going smaller. Automate drum bus transient on the break track to something like plus 5 to plus 15. And automate a gentle low pass on an EQ8, maybe around 10 to 12 kHz. Also keep the punch send lower. Then, right before the drop, do a tiny transient ramp. 1 or 2 bars before bar 9. Gradually increase the drum bus transient by maybe 5 to 10 points so it's building urgency. It's subtle, but it's a psychological trick. The listener feels energy rising even if nothing new is added. Now the drop. Bar 9 onward. Remove or open that low pass. Push drum bus transient into the plus 20 to plus 35 zone and raise the punch send. Don't be afraid of the contrast. If it feels like oh, that's the drop, you're doing it right. Now variation. Every 8 bars, do something to stop it feeling looped. Pick bar 17 or bar 25 and change the transient energy for 1 bar. You can pull transient down 5 to 10 for a breath, like the drums lean back for a second, or push it up for a push forward moment. This is a real pro technique. Transients are basically energy automation. Now, targeted transient taming. If there's one snare that keeps being too sharp, don't punish the whole break. Option 1. Split around that snare. Reduce clip gain 1 to 4 dB, add fades. Done. Option 2. Multiband dynamics. Use it gently, mostly on the high band if the crack is harsh. Small threshold moves, moderate ratio. If you overdo this, it starts to sound processed and papery. Quick coach diagnostic. Watch out for fake punch. Sometimes you crank transient enhancement and it feels sharper, but not stronger. Here's how you test it. Temporarily low pass the break around 8 to 10 kHz. If it still feels punchy, your attack is reval. If it collapses, you mostly created treble poke, not impact. Also, clipping plus transient enhancement can add a fizzy, almost alias-like top end around 10 to 16 kHz. Before you panic and kill all the air, try a gentle high shelf down 1 to 3 dB around 9 to 12 kHz. If you have dynamic EQ in live 12, even better, dip only when the snare cracks. Now a layering idea. Because this is common DNB, keep the break for texture, and use clean hits for weight. Create a drum rock with a tight kick and a snare or clap that has body and crack. Program it to match the break's core pattern. Now you can high pass the break around 80 to 120 Hz so your kick and sub on the low end, and the break becomes the crunchy glue on top instead of the thing doing all the heavy lifting. At this stage, you've got a strong arrangement. Let's add one advanced variation that still stays stock friendly. Try a split band transient approach so snare speaks, hats roll. On the break track, add an audio effect rack with two chains, body and edge. On body, EQ8 low pass around 3 to 5 kHz. On edge, EQ8 high pass around 3 to 5 kHz. On edge, push drum bus transient harder and add a little saturation. Then blend body and edge so you get aggressive attack without blowing up low mids. This is one of the cleanest ways to get modern DNB snap while keeping the break stable. And if you want a clever sound design move that's super arrangement friendly, Resample a transient print. Create a new audio track called Break Print. Set input to resampling. Arm it, and record 4 to 8 bars of your processed break when it's in full drop mode. Now on Break Print, low cut at 200 to 300 HE, and blend it quietly under the original break. It's basically a phase locked attack layer you can automate independently. Very powerful, very controllable. Now let's lock in common mistakes so you don't sabotage yourself. Don't overwarp. Don't default to Complex Pro. Don't smash everything with one compressor. Don't let the parallel punch bus become the entire drum sound, because that turns into brittle, fatiguing drums. Don't ignore fades after edits, and absolutely don't ignore automation. This genre needs contrast. Here's a quick mini practice you can do right now to prove you've learned it. Take a 4-bar break loop, duplicate it out to 16 bars in arrangement. Bars 1 to 8, drum bus transient around plus 5 to plus 10, low pass around 10 to 12 kHz. Low punch send, bars 9 to 16, drum bus transient plus 20 to plus 35. Open the low pass, raise the punch send. Then bounce both sections and a slash B them at a lower monitoring volume. If the drop still feels more aggressive when it's quiet, you did real transient work. If it only feels better loud, go back and level match with utility and refine. Final recap to lock it in. Use arrangement view edits first. Splits. Clip gain, fades. Warp carefully to keep groove. Drum bus transient is your go-to for attack, and you should automate it to tell the story of the track. Glue plus saturator soft clip gives you controlled peaks without flattening. Parallel punch is where you get face punch energy, and automation is how you make the intro and drop truly different. This audio version is shortened for playback.